Hi, this is Jace from Tascam, and this is a demo of some of the Pocket Studio 5 vocal effects. Right now we're on a de-esser program, which as you can hear, I have very little S's going on in my vocals. And we're just going to scroll through some of these so you can hear them. After that, we have something called Chorist. That gives a cis sound. There's one parameter control per preset. Right now this one's set to 20. So if I bring that one all the way up to its highest setting, on this preset is 50. So you can hear that's a much quicker slap back there. If I bring it back down, then you can hear they're more separated. So that's the Chorist effect. Moving on, we have the emphasis effect. Gives you that kind of sound.
The next effect is the shout effect, which is a wonderfully musical sound, as you can hear. This sounds more like the NASA space program things you see on TV. Space Shuttle Endeavor, this is Houston. Can you hear me? Over. Moving on.
We have the Moody preset. This is just a nice big clean reverb there. We have a setting of 24 right now. Let's try and move that up. We move that from 24 all the way up to 50. You can hear that's a much larger hall. If we bring that down to a lower setting, we'll bring that down to, this is 5. And you can tell that's a much smaller room, so that gives us control over that parameter here. The next preset is Response, and this is a delay preset. This one gives me control over the delay effect level. So for instance, it's set to 33. If I bring it all the way down, my delay goes away and it's just direct sound. However, if I bring it all the way up, then my delay setting is actually louder than my input setting. So that's what we have there. Moving on, our next preset. This is Proclaim. This is also set all the way up. We bring this one up just, it's not all the way up. This one I can bring a little further, and sounds like the delay goes a little longer. One. Correct.
And then we have Quivering, which I believe is kind of a tremolo sound, kind of a rotary speaker sound. And let's see what the preset control gives you here. It's set to 66. If I bring this down, right now we're at 20, so brings the speed control. That's nice.
Duet. This gives us a harmony sound. So I have a higher and a lower there.
So you can tell.
That gives you a nice little harmony thing.
Next preset is called Lo-Fi, and I think that kind of speaks for itself.
Then we have Megaphone, which is a not quite as obnoxious sound as that previous shout effect, but a similar effect.
Then we have Screamin', which sounds to me to be more of a ring modulator there with a little flange on it, kind of a cool effect. It's set to 10 right now. Let's bring it down a bit. This is down to 1, so it slows everything down a little bit and brings it in. Let's speed it up and see what it sounds like at a silly setting. This is set to 43, so it does everything fairly quickly. So that's an interesting effect. Next we have a panning effect. Can you guess what it does? Yes, it pans, that's correct. Then we have a groove preset. This is kind of a big flange, goes back and forth between speaker to speaker like that. Moving on, you have another vocal delay there, a little stepping effect. Then we have a turnaround, which is also a big kind of phased speaker-to-speaker sound you've got there. Interesting. And get space, a bigger reverb sound there. This is set to 19. Let's try bringing it up, see what we get. This is still the same size room, but a different parameter control. CS bottom, another delay. Then we have Trim Pad, which as you can hear is another panning preset going back and forth. Performance EQ, and that's going to give you a more in-depth EQ control than you would standardly get per channel.
More lo-fi effect.
And another reverb. This is a fairly large room, as you can hear. The parameter control is at 20. Let's bring it down. This is with the parameters set all the way to 1. And let's bring it all the way up. Right now, all the way in is 50. Real big room sound.
and then a compressor. So those are some of the vocal effects you can use with Pocket Studio 5. So I hope you enjoyed that. Thanks.